We haven't really recorded in France for a minute. We're in Marseille. Yesterday we were just like sitting at a cafe until our Airbnb.
For a while, just drinking.
Of it for a little bit, but I don't know. I'm like too American.
Yeah, I like can't.
I like sit
in
up
public.
And I'm like, ooh, wait, I gotta put it back on.
I know, like who's looking? But like, no one gives a fuck.
No, it's so normal, and I love it. Here, oh, but we just went in the water too.
I just gashed my foot open and I didn't even notice.
Didn't notice for
like 10 minutes. I'm like, wait, why is my foot like kind of hurt?
You look down, there's
blood everywhere. They're all over the rocks.
On her towel, like both feet, covering both feet.
Like, damn, what the fuck?
Damn, I didn't know it was that bad.
I just like tripped when I was in the water because it's so many rocks. There's rocks everywhere, which I'm like kind of used to, but some of these are kind of sharp and I tripped.
Yeah.
But oh well, yes. I'm clean now.
Yeah, there we go. And it's like salt water, so it'll heal you even faster.
Exactly. It didn't even burn when I put
no,
it back
it doesn't
in.
Count.
Whatever. Lisa's coming to see us really soon, and I'm really excited.
Yeah. I'm hyped. I've never met her before, but I'm excited. She knows who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be like fangirling. I'm like, oh my god, it's Lise.
Lisa and Liz.
I've been talking about you for like a year and a half now. Yeah. What if I went by Lise? There's so many nicknames for Elizabeth.
Yeah, you could.
I don't know.
It's a good name.
I just want to like fall asleep here and live here forever.
I know, me too. Except we did see some human doo-doo that I almost stepped in.
I know. And to like pull her out of the way, I'm like, oh, that is human shit on the sidewalk. Watch out for that, please. But you guys like would not even believe how beautiful it is. So check our story and our Instagram if you want to see.
Yeah.
Radio Devil _.
We love it.
Too beautiful. We're drinking wine and
We got a bottle before we came, got some sunscreen because last time I was in Marseille I got probably the worst burn I've ever gotten in my entire life.
Yeah, UV right now is 7.
I know Lisa's gonna make a joke about it too, like she's gonna come down and be like, you got sunscreen right? Like, yes,
I know,
don't worry.
I might need to reapply it on you now that we're out of the water.
Yeah, too. That's true. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, I'll be excited to go like to some little cafe on the water when she's here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's
we
do
gotta
that for sure.
Get something to eat.
Yeah.
Also, every time we're on a rock beach, so every time we like flip over, I have
it's like ow.
But also like
a little
red
circles,
red dots all over
spots
my body
that like the big rocks are.
You know, you had a good nap.
Yep, when you got the lines and the marks on you, so you know it was good. Yeah, I'm not even bleeding anymore. It's just like. Okay, perfect. Damn, that was crazy.
I was gonna post a picture of my feet on our story, but also
we were thinking,
like,
not
oh,
for
I
feet.
Don't really need. I don't need to like give you free
that'll be
feet
on the Substack,
yeah.
The page.
You guys can pay for that.
Please. Wait, that's so funny, X.
Some bloody toes.
Also, no one's paying for my feet, so.
I mean, people have like freaky little kinks. Yeah. Like,
maybe.
You might make extra money.
True.
We'll never know until we get our rating on Feet Finder.
I know, maybe I'll try it out.
I want my face to get a little tan.
It is. Your cheeks are getting rosy.
Okay, good. That's all I care about. And like a little like bathing suit tan line.
I know, like I'd come to the beach again tomorrow.
I'm so down. Okay. It's even warmer tomorrow too.
Okay. And then like maybe markets later in the day.
Yeah.
We could even do markets like right now.
I know, I'm down to do that. Like, yeah, whatever she told us to do, but I'm down to do anything. This is like a chill spot. We're here to like chill and just walk around and shit. Like.
Okay, bye guys.
Wait, everything people say when I don't understand, I'm like, oui, bien.
Sure, whatever.
You do whatever you want.
I always like look at them blankly and then I'm like,
I know the guy at the store.
English?
He's like, take it.
No, I don't need it. No. Oh. Okay, we'll talk to you guys later.
We'll talk to you later. Maybe we'll get Lisa on if she's into it. She just followed the Instagram, so we'll see what she thinks about it.
Maybe when we're eating.
Yeah, let's smoke a cig.
Let's smoke a cig. Okay, Lise, introduce yourself.
Okay, I'm Liz. I'm French.
Yes.
I'm 20, and I'm gonna smoke a cigarette. Challenge me.
Guys, I smoked my first cigarette tonight.
First time. Okay, this is the place to do it, though. Like,
I'm in French.
This is your first time,
when in Rome.
When in Marseille.
When in French, you gotta smoke a cigarette.
What's happening in France? Stay in France.
Exactly. And I uncomfortably liked it. I really liked it. So we're not gonna tell anyone that.
I really liked it.
No, I'm kidding. A little bit. So we're not at our Airbnb anymore. Oh, you're bleeding?
Yeah.
Well, we both got, Liz and I both got gashes all over our body right now because France destroyed us.
When in France.
Wait,
we'll share one. We'll share
one. Two. Yeah. We'll share two. Come on, we're here. Come on.
When we share, we did P2. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the P1 who smoke.
Person one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
okay.
The second people is P2. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you do P2. We do P3.
Mm hmm.
Should we share?
I think we should do P3. Fine. Oh my god. Don't convince me. I'm drunk. You can convince me of anything.
Drunk cigs don't count. That's what we say. We say
drunk cigs don't count.
Don't count. When you smoke a cigarette when you're drunk,
it's no count.
It doesn't count. No.
Exactly.
I see.
Right? Isn't that real?
Right? Yeah, right.
No. And their windows open all the way. Oh, so amazing. Bye. Let me just stick my head out there. So that's P1.
I'm
P1.
P2.
I'll P2. You're P3.
Do we grab them right now?
Yeah, sure. Okay. So you're P1.
You're P2.
P2.
Yeah.
I'm P3.
P1 and...
Lise, I love you. Okay, I'm ending the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Hey guys, so we're leaving our first Airbnb in Marseille at 10:12 p.m. when we were supposed to be here for
the podcast. Please figure out this.
Oh yeah, we were supposed to leave in 2 days. We are leaving right now because
we're leaving right fucking now.
Because we might be spoiled brats, but we're also trying to keep our safety. Like,
right, like, safety's the number one priority, like...
This, okay, last night, both of us had terrible nightmares, and maybe they're not correlated, maybe they are, but I had a nightmare that people were coming into our Airbnb, and there were people in here, and they were trying to kill us, and now we're going out tonight, and our Airbnb won't lock. And we're like, absolutely fucking not. We're not staying.
We're like, no fucking way. No fucking way.
We're not staying close to this shit if we're not able to lock our door. I'm sorry, we're in another.
No,
we're in a foreign country.
Come on.
And I might be coming off so strong. I totally could be coming off so strong. But this is completely unacceptable.
On.
I don't know. I feel unsafe. Liz feels unsafe.
We don't fuck with this
at all. We're packed up. Fuck this place. And we're out.
We're out.
Bye. We'll tell you guys the rest later.
Yeah, dude.
This is insane. Guys, Liz is crazy. I don't know what she's doing. I swear to God, she was sleep talking to me in French. And I like had no idea what she was talking, and then she like got up. And then she actually got awake. And now I'm not sure if she's actually awake or if she's just like doing stuff. Suitcase, I like cannot tell. What do you need? Wait, close the door all the way. I'm not really sure what she's doing. Do you have anything to say in French? Because no, that's exactly what I heard. Dude, dead ass.
No.
Dead ass. She was like actually talking in French, and I was like. Yeah, and I'm awake, like, I'm very awake right now. So I was like, oh, she's just sleep talking. And then she gets up. She sits up.
I'm sorry.
No, she sits up. And I'm like, this was in my nightmare last night. Like, this was like, oh my God, I'm like, I'm going to get killed. Like, I'm like, this is like this is where we end. And then she, like, walks to the bathroom, and I'm like, oh, my God, she's, like, sleepwalking to the bathroom. I don't know what the hell is going on.
I didn't know until conscious until right now. Like, I don't remember.
Yeah, I could tell. I could tell, yeah. So you're awake now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, welcome.
Hey, wait. We're recording?
Okay, basically what you just did. Let me tell you what you just did. You spoke in French for like a minute, and then you sat up, and then you sat up.
Oops, and I was like, this is terrifying.
Sorry, that's totally my bad. Punch me, bruh.
No, I didn't even see you sit up, though. Yeah. And then I looked over and I was like, is she sitting up right now? Like, where is she? It was freaky. As fuck. And then you walked to the bathroom and tripped over my things, and I was like, okay, wait, let me like turn the lights on. Like, I couldn't find the light switch, so you're just like dripping over. You can't get in. You're like a Sim, and you're like hitting my shin. You're like, okay. I can't get through. And I'm like, oh my god. So I moved that out of the way, and then you pee, and then you're like, fine. For a while. You pee for a while.
For a while. That's it.
And then you get out, and then you like go like for some stuff in your luggage. And I'm like, what the hell is she doing? Like, does she really need to be going through her luggage right now? But like, I don't know, you were like doing your thing, and now you're awake, apparently.
Yeah. Oops.
Just so everyone knows, it's 1:14 a.m.
Oh, okay. That's not the worst. Dude, last night I woke up to you, like, on your phone at 2 a.m. I was like, oh.
Okay, yeah, I don't sleep anymore, I guess. Like, I guess I mean, like, I'm wide awake right now, so. I was wide awake then, too. But my nightmare, last night, I was leaned over halfway off the bed, but I could see myself sleeping.
That's freaky.
There were like three different persons of me in my dream at like 4 a.m. Mm-mm. So we don't need to go there. Bye.
Good morning. We're at breakfast.
We need to update you guys.
But we were recording when we were when we were leaving. We were screaming.
I don't remember a lot.
We were really drunk, but we were like pissed.
That was the worst time for that because we were so drunk. I was too. Okay, good.
But I was like coherent enough to like at least. We figured it out. Yeah.
Well,
all of my clothes are a mess. Like, it's all packed up, but it's terrible. But we're going to the beach again and relaxing. We're at a cafe right now.
And you know what? That's the French way.
Yeah.
You say fuck it and go to a cafe.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. We beach.
We beach. Yeah. We beach and cafe. And we're going to go out tonight. We're going to have a good time. And then we go to Paris tomorrow.
Bonjour.
Un thé et un café au lait.
Crème. Un thé.
Merci.
Hey.
He just got our order, but I didn't know what to get you. He'll come back. He was laughing at me.
He was like, what do you want? She's like, bonjour. Hey, bonjour.
I'm mute. I forgot I was recording. Oh my god. Okay, guys, I might be too windy. Should I do it later?
No,
I think I can get it. Okay, last night, Liz woke up in the middle. Well, okay, it was like 1 a.m. I'm still awake because I couldn't fall asleep. She starts speaking in French while she's sleeping. I'm like, Liz, I speak English. I can't understand you. Then she like sits up and starts speaking in English. I don't even remember what she was saying, but she just starts
speaking.
It like didn't make any sense. And then she like gets up to go to the bathroom, is sitting on the toilet, with her shorts still on. And I like, I know she's not awake. Like, I could like feel it. I'm like, there's no way she actually woke up from that.
I was not conscious. I don't remember anything.
And then, oh my God. And then I'm like, okay, do you want to take your shorts off? She's like, no, I like moved it over to the side. She like did not pull it to the side.
I didn't. No.
And then she like goes over to her suitcase. And she starts, like, changing, and I'm like, girl, like, I don't know what the hell you're doing right now. You're, like, looking through all your shit, you're, like, throwing it around. I'm like, oh, you want me to, like, go grab you something? Like, I don't know what the hell you're doing. I'm just, like, watching her at this point. She's butt-ass naked, like,
yeah, I'm good, throwing shit around. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, she'll figure it out. Then she crawls back into bed and falls back asleep. And I'm like, okay, so what was that? Oh my God, I was dying. That was like the funniest thing to ever happen.
The fact that I was speaking in French is
and
crazy.
Also on the toilet being like, I'm awake. I was like, no, you're not. Like, I wanted to slap you to like wake you up, but I was like, also, I feel like she'll be able to like get through it. I don't know. But also I was like, if Liz gets back into this bed with those wet ass shorts. Ew. Ew.
No, I didn't. I knew enough to change. That was good.
I think I made you aware that you did not actually move it to the side.
Yeah, at that point I remember looking through my suitcase and being like, oh, my shorts are wet. Oh, I need to change. Oh my God.
Yeah. That was it. I just wanted to tell everyone that story. Yeah, I saw the TikTok a couple days ago.
Oh, wait, am I not?
No, I unplugged it. Okay, so these guys just came up to us, and they were like, do you speak English? And we were like, yeah. And they had a box of Red Bull, and I'm like, wait, this... I know what's going on, I'm pretty sure.
For milk.
They're like, we're trying to get to... Where were they going?
They needed... train ticket to Lyon.
I don't know.
They were going to Berlin. I think
they have to end in Berlin. Yeah. All right. The guy on TikTok, he was like starting in Amsterdam, I'm pretty sure, and then he had to get somewhere. They have to get there in a month with no money, and they have to trade Red Bulls to like get things.
You're kidding.
No, I'm like, dead.
Whoa!
Isn't that insane? Oh my God, I can't believe they came up to us.
Oh, yeah.
That was so cool.
Damn, good luck to them. Because I know. No, I don't want a fucking Red Bull.
I know, I don't need Red Bull. And they were going to give us the entire case. It was like, what was it? It was like a 30-pack of Red Bull. We don't have room for that. And also, we can't buy the ticket.
I'm like, sorry. I don't got enough money for me or space in my suitcase for 30 Red
Like, what are we going to... I don't even drink Red Bull.
No,
like, what
same.
Have we done with that? I would have traded it with other people and been like, do you guys want to get me a ticket somewhere? No. They have the sign. They gave us their card.
Oh.
Wait, let's see. Who do they follow? Hashtag, can you make it 24?
Wow.
Their team is, what did they say? MZM. Let's look it up.
That's so fun. That's a wild thing to do.
Right?
So it's like a... Like, for what? What's the point? Do they get...
For Red Bull, I think they just, like, sponsor it.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, they're ending in Berlin. For Dean's
so
team.
Fun. Should we do it?
Right?
Yeah, I want to do it one time. But so they're just like homeless then for a month?
Yeah, kind of.
They had like yoga mats. I'm like, damn. Roughing it. That's so funny though. Huh. It's a real thing. Maybe that, like, Red Bull? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Red Bull might post all the teams.
Yeah.
I wish we got a picture of him.
I know. It's like, we'll put you on our podcast.
Oh, Teams. Okay, here. Oh, ZMZ.
We're dyslexic. MZM.
Oh my god, look at them go. That's so fun.
Aww.
They're from Hungary.
Wow.
Cans traded 14.
All right.
Okay, that was it. We're sitting in.
No, guys, we've been sitting here for way too long. Yeah.
Train station for hours, but we're hopefully going to get on in like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then we have a 3-hour bus ride or train ride to Paris.
Yep.
And then we have
heard
2.5 days there.
Okay. All right.
My butt hurts.
Yeah. Get ready for more sitting now too. Yay!
Yay! Hey, we're at our final Airbnb.
Final Airbnb. Hopefully this one sticks.
Yeah, it's nice. It's actually really cute. So I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, and I think it's a good area.
Yeah. We're by like a bunch of offices and apartments and stuff. So there's people around.
Uh-huh.
The other one was just like empty and not in the greatest area.
I know. And this host has already communicated with us.
He's so, like, let me know if you need anything.
We appreciate that. You know. Oh. But we just had a long journey on a train.
Mm-hmm.
Happy to not be on there anymore. We're sitting like on the top floor of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like right
by the door.
Right by the door in the back row. Which wouldn't have been bad if like the door was not so loud and like squeaked so much every time it closed.
Every time it closed, it was like,
yeah, it sounded like if you were like when you like put your hand on a whiteboard or something and
It was brutal.
Ugh.
And like the first couple times I was like really trying not to get annoyed. I was like, whatever, like
okay.
This happens.
Yep.
But it was for probably 3 hours straight.
I know. People would not stop having to like, go to the bathroom.
Hold it in.
Even just the dude sitting in front of me in his chair, in the chair right in front of me. He got up at least 3 separate times.
Oh my god. We're holding it.
Damn, hold it.
Like, you probably have to pee the most out of anyone I ever known. And you were fine.
Yeah, I'm wrong.
Ridiculous. But now we have some Chinese food. We almost weren't able to get our wine and had a little freak out.
Mm-hmm.
But they wrote us a nice note on the bag because they couldn't find it.
Yeah. So Airbnb core, we're like sitting on the floor of this of this one room and with our glasses of wine and our Chinese takeout. I'm like, but honestly, we're used to this shit. We're in college. Seriously, this is like bringing me back to life.
Yeah, I'm very comfortable.
And we were able to get it before we got too hangry and
mad
at each other.
We were close, though. We were close.
I know. I was like, just keep laughing. I know it hurts in your stomach, but just be happy.
Keep making jokes. Just crack them.
Yeah. Oh. But yeah, that was good timing. The no service in the trains, though, is like a little annoying at this point.
That's frustrating.
We were trying to order Uber Eats so it would get here exactly when we got here.
We're brats. My Uber Eats wouldn't fucking load because I was in the train and there was no internet. I just want to order my food.
Seriously, but like.
But like, seriously. I just want it there exactly when I get to the place so I can start eating. Right.
Is that so much to ask? Too much. I don't think it is.
But everyone's been very nice and helpful.
So. Yeah, actually, I was just, like, standing in the hallway for a second, while Joe was, like, getting the key from downstairs. And literally everyone that walked by was like, bonjour, bonjour, and, like, nice. So I was like, okay, mm-hmm. I'm fucking with this. And, oh, we were talking to Lise also, and she was like, people say so much shit about French, the French, mm-hmm. and, like, how everyone's...
It's so rude.
So rude, hates everyone, but I'm sure a lot of them are like that, but especially some tourists, but, I mean, we've had good experiences. And, like, the server last night, she, like, took our picture and
shit. Oh, yeah, she was like, so happy.
So,
I will say,
I'm not gonna
complain. Some of them could put a little pep in their step.
Oh my gosh, no one has the hustle like us.
No
here.
One has, like, I'm like, let's freaking go. And I know, like, I will say, I understand, we're probably some of the fastest walkers on the planet. Yes. But, oh my god, if you don't get out of my way,
and
I
when
will
there's
hit
like,
you.
And when there's, like, a whole family, like, all walking next to each other, and, like, you can't
slowly
get around.
Slowly wandering.
Like, okay, I am going, like, to push you out of the way.
And I'm going to miss my train, too, and it's going to be your fault. Oh yeah, my god, wait. Tell them what happened. When what? We were... So we get off the main train, and we're going to, like, take, like, the tiny trams to get to the Airbnb. And I got through. It was
open,
so I just, like, walked right through. And Liz tried to do
the same. I tried to do the same. I tried to do my... Tap my card, and it wasn't working, and I think we needed, like, tickets, but... So...
Oh, well.
I know. And it kept, like, opening... Or a little, and like, then it would slam on me, like, like, middle of my body. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, wait. And then, like, it doesn't have, like, a sensor or anything, like, elevators. That'll just be like, oh, person detected, open it again. Like, no, I'm gonna have bruises tomorrow.
Like, body checked her. She's, like, stuck in between.
I actually was stuck in between. For- And then I had to, like, throw my bags to Joe on the other side, wait for someone else to tap, and just try to run in after them.
It was so funny.
Ugh. We made it. We made it.
And then there was this couple, like, making out.
Oh, my God. I think she actually gave him a hickey.
Literally while we're
right
standing
next to us.
Right there. Like, I swear to God. Like, not even, like, a foot away from us.
No.
Like,
holding onto the same rail as us. Like,
yeah, like, so close.
And I was trying so hard, like, not to look
Both
at
of
them.
Us were, like, looking. Like,
okay. Because I know if I was, like, staring at them, they'd be like, what? What are you looking at?
Like, rude American. I'm like... Maybe stop sucking his neck right in front of me.
Yeah, that was like a lot. Like, sometimes I like a little smooch, a little PDA,
yeah,
but
like I get it.
Whoa.
That was intense. Like, if she was just like laying on his shoulder, I'd get it.
Mm-hmm.
But
then she was like making sucking noise. I'm like, oh my god.
I know, I thought they were like making, I was trying not to look at all. But behind Liz, there was this I kid you not, 5 stops, just staring at me. Or, like, staring at you, too. Like, I don't know. Like, every time it was so uncomfortable. I could see in the corner of my eye him just, like, still looking. And he's, like, probably 50, 60. Like, gross.
I hate that. Mind your beeswax.
Like, if you got something to say, tell me.
Yeah, what?
What's up?
Be like everyone else and be normal and look at your phone or look at the map. Yeah, I don't know if we're, like, really hot or, like, really ugly, but...
Or just, like, so obviously foreign.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Some of the stares we have been getting... Wow. Like, wow.
I'm sorry.
But...
Embarrassing for others. Yeah. And I thought I was, like, a starer.
Yeah.
You know, like, I look around, I stare at things for a while.
I know. I'll try not to, but yeah.
This is amazing.
Oh my god, but one time, this like lives in my brain. Like, I was at this like high school football game or something, right?
Yeah.
Like, looking at the field, not really paying attention to like the other people who were like standing in the bleachers and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this one girl who, like, came up to me and was, like,
what the fuck do you think you're staring at? What do you think you're looking at? Like, I was like, oh, not you.
Like, I didn't even notice you.
Like, insane.
That's so uncomfortable.
I know.
Like, bitch, not everything's about you. Sorry. Hate to break it to you.
And I just, like, looked away.
I was like, literally, what did you do? I finally feel like we're relaxing for, like, the first time ever. Oh. I slept a little bit on the train, but I kept doing that thing where my head was bobbing.
And then it like, wakes you up a little,
yeah, too. And then I'm not actually sleeping. I'm, like, just, like, half asleep, bobbing my head up and down. And then I, like, think you're noticing, so I'm, like, oh, my God, like such an idiot. My head.
Dude, I do the same thing. I do the same thing. I'm like,
okay, good.
Oh man.
So now we're just gonna drink some wine and
chill.
Watch a movie or something.
Mm-hmm.
Go to bed.
That sounds good.
We can do stuff tomorrow.
Exactly. These days when we get into like our new places or like travel most of the day and then get into an Airbnb, like I don't have the energy to go do anything now. And it's what, like 6:30 now? Yeah. 7?
It's bedtime or time to go out, whichever one. I mean, if we get drunk enough, we could go out.
Yeah.
I don't think I will, though.
We could, in theory.
In theory. That would happen.
Usually that would be our routine.
We're just really excited to go home to Athens.
Mm-hmm. We'll go out. Just
also, I've been sending out the flyer. Everyone, Duck's birthday, June 16th. Be there. BYOB. Bring your own bone. I came up with that on the spot.
And bring him gifts.
Yeah. Bone for Duck.
I don't even know the last time we, like, updated them, though. Like,
yeah.
We've just having beach days, been having beach days, and hanging out with Lise.
Mm-hmm. I love spending time with her.
Yeah, that has been so fun. And you know what? Even in the face of disaster with our other place, that just meant we got to spend more time with
Lise. Exactly. I'm honestly kind of grateful for it.
Mm-hmm.
I know it, like, in the moment sucked.
But as long as she didn't feel like we were invading her space too much.
And, like, thank God we found out before she left and were able to, like,
I know.
Do that. It worked out. Mm-hmm. Because then, like, we would have had to, like, buy another place, so we didn't, like, spend any extra money.
I know.
But still
sucks.
Didn't
we do, like, a little, like, warranty thing, though?
Yeah.
What if we're, like,
I'll look into that.
We got the insurance and we weren't even able to freaking stay there, like, give us back some.
Mm-hmm.
You owe us.
Yeah. I did the report, so hopefully that comes back.
Okay. And caused us mental distress.
No, literally.
Yeah.
And they owe you a makeup bag.
Mm-hmm. Fuck, bro.
You can use... I know we're not the same skin, but you can use any of mine.
Like, there are just a few things in there. Because I only brought the makeup that I... My favorite ones use.
Damn.
And all my brushes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Just some of the, like, MAC things that we got together, too.
Oh,
like,
damn.
Fuck. I had a lot more uses out of those.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe. Hey, MAC, if you hear this, we lost a bunch of products in France because... Did we explain it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what happened was... The door wasn't closing in an apartment Airbnb, and we were unsafe and vulnerable.
And so we had to rush out of there. Yeah, so disappointing.
It was really sad. And it was really late. Like, it just, like...
I know, it was late. Was and really we were already drinking and, like, not thinking
so please straight. Give Liz free MAC products. Just replace the...
Please.
What did you have?
Some lip gloss. Blush. My blush. I love that blush. And a whole, concealer palette.
Oh, that was nice.
On
too.
For my skin tone, like exactly the colors that I need. And an eyeshadow palette that I custom made from there. Wow.
Damn.
It sucks. I'm just thinking, like, okay, it was probably time for me to get new makeup.
It was a sign.
But now I'm not gonna have any money to buy any when we get back to school. So, MAC, please help me out.
Please help us.
Oh. This is nice. This is fun. And this is all we need.
Yeah. Small kitchen. Bathroom. There's no door to the bathroom, but there's a little curtain. He made it seem like there was, like, nothing, but yeah. It's actually, like, fine.
So if you're, like, actually blowing it up that would be, like, we can close this.
Close the
like,
kitchen door.
Liz couldn't find the button to flush, though.
I know. I was like, where is this? They don't have just, like, a...
Because it was, like, on the handle. Back end. You gotta reach over. Or yeah. So weird.
Back end.
Guys, we have 6 hours of the London podcast to edit, and I just, like...
Oh, my God.
Cannot bring myself to do it. Maybe we should do that tonight.
I know. I would do that.
Because we're going to crack up.
I know.
When we get drunk, when we're, like, drunk. Yeah. We were editing. When were we editing that other one? Was it the...
Oh, my gosh.
Was it flying to Europe? Or was it the one that we posted before that? I don't know. We were editing one of them. And we were... cracking up at ourselves like damn we're hilarious.
No, that was like really funny, and I wanted to like do them on like the trains or whatever, but like we would be so annoying.
Like, we did it at a restaurant one time or like a couple times, and like we just become like obnoxious.
I know, and I was not gonna stoop to the girls next to us level. They were annoying the fuck out of me.
Wait, who?
Just on this most recent one.
Oh, really? Oh, I wasn't paying attention to them.
Yeah, you had me in between.
Yeah.
Just, like, everything they were, like, I don't know. And, like, a dude, like, dropped his water bottle, and they, like, screamed and, like, freaked the fuck out. And, like, right when they got on there, they were like, so are we? Give me that fan. I'm like, okay, chill out, guys. Like,
okay, relax.
It's okay.
We're bad, we're not that bad.
Yeah.
We can mind our business. But I was giving everyone who walked in and out of the doors dirty looks.
Yeah, no.
Same. Like, stop it! I was about to go in between it and be like, fuck you guys. If anyone goes through this door one more time, you're getting kicked off the train.
This is your last chance. If you need to go to the bathroom, go right now. If not,
you can wait till the stop.
You need to wait till the end. Oh my gosh. Yeah, and there were like different stops too, and people coming on and off. I'm like, okay, this is your last time.
Stop. Also, sitting on our ass in that bus station.
Oh my gosh, we got there way too early.
Way too early. Well, we got there on time, but then our train tickets were, like, two different times, so we had to switch to, like, the 2 hours later.
And then we were sitting on the ground
for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Also, there are boards to show the train times and the,
oh my God,
the stops.
They,
broke.
Like, went out. Like, their power went out or something.
So they were, like drawing it on whiteboards. There were huge crowds
yelling
around it.
In microphones. I was like, oh my God.
We were like, so who's doing karaoke? Yeah. Can we like get on? But
these huge crowds were like going around the whiteboard. I'm like, if you see your number, get the fuck out of the way.
All you need to do is read which gate it's at, literally,
and then leave.
That's all we needed to do.
And if you're waiting, go wait somewhere else, and then like come back in like 5 minutes. That's really, right. I don't know. People just seem to not have much common sense.
Yeah,
but that's everywhere.
No, but like also we're just like hella smart.
And we're like just geniuses.
We know how the world fucking works.
So we're so aware of everything. Mm-hmm. It's just ridiculous to us sometimes.
We're on a faster speed than some people, maybe. For sure. Sometimes.
Yeah, that depends.
Yeah, I think we should start looking at the podcast. Because I'm sure there's a lot we can cut out, but also...
I can separate it into two.
You guys get excited. You get a,
you get a six-hour podcast from us. No, I think we'll be able to cut it up a little bit and then...
See what sections work. Job,
recording. Yeah, we're working really hard getting this content out for you guys.
This is us, laying on our floor.
Laying on the floor. Just finished 4 boxes of Chinese food. We're about to open our second bottle of wine. If you guys want numbers.
I feel like someone like actually lives here, usually.
I think he does, and just rents it out.
Yeah. Super host. No. So. Knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I'm glad we got the super host. He was very helpful. Lots of details.
Good, yeah.
If you want to read them. Well, you're in.
Anything else recently? I'm sure there's a lot. We'll probably
pick this up
a little. Yeah, we gotta, like, recover from our food coma and, like, have baby screen time for a sec.
Go on TikTok.
And then we'll get back to you.
YouTube!
Alright, fine.
Oops.